Tomorrow in Tallahassee in the House Health Care Council, lawmakers will vote on what is being called the Community Mental Health Substance Abuse Treatment and Crime Reduction Act, also known as the Supreme Court Plan. That's because a report produced by six retired justices of the Florida Supreme Court last fall called for legislators to fund an $8 million diversion program that would keep the chronically mentally ill out of the criminal justice system and get them the treatment that they need. Scott Barnett is the Executive Director of Mental Health America of Greater Tampa Bay.
The idea of the plan is to create community-based mental health services so that people who commit minor crimes, primarily people who commit minor crimes, do not have to interact with the criminal justice system. Bringing them into the criminal justice system costs tremendous amounts of money in jail cells and beds and mental health treatment centers within the prison system, which is not set up to treat the mentally ill. And the transition that would happen as a result of the funding of this bill would reduce expenses by reducing the number of new beds we're going to have in prisons, and instead having people treated in community-based services where their treatment is going to be more effective and clearly a lot less expensive.
With the budget deficit crisis in the state, asking for $8 million for anything new is an extremely dubious proposition. And mental health advocates have not enjoyed success so far this legislative session in trying to keep funding at last year's levels for certain programs. Michelle Saunders is Executive Director for Florida Partners in Crisis.
I'm just looking at the information right now. They're looking at some reduction in administration to mental health and substance abuse, and looking at even, I think, somewhere of a 5 or 10% cut to direct mental health and substance abuse services. And they're looking to cut TANF services, which help people with substance abuse, a lot of mothers, women, and children that rely on TANF funding.
Miami-Dade County Judge Stephen Leifman, a special advisor to the state Supreme Court on mental health issues, says if something isn't changed soon in the state of Florida to take care of the mentally ill, the number of inmates with mental illnesses will double in the next decade to 32,000, and that could fill 20 new prisons. Scott Barnett from Mental Health America of Greater Tampa Bay puts it this way.
This program that we're hoping to fund to create a transformation of the mental health system would create more community-based services so people who need help can get it, rather than allow their condition to persist without treatment, resulting in them ending up in emergency room beds, causing more expense to the hospitals, and also ending up in the criminal justice system, which has no real facilities to take care of them.
Reportedly, there's support for this bill in the state house, but passage in the Senate is not as assured. Michelle Saunders from Florida Partners in Crisis says that the funds needed for this problem need to be made available.
$8 million non-recurring is not coming out of existing community-based services. It's not part of the budget cuts to community-based services. It looks like it's going to be part of some reduction in forensic beds and the dollars that operate some of the forensic beds, which is really directly related to what the transformation plan was intended to do, was to reduce utilization of forensic beds and move that money into the community system to help people be diverted from the criminal justice system.